faithful and tried.
We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening, we invite you to stay with us. We're opening our service today with the Way of Truth.
The shepherd looked down from his pastures above. He saw this little sheep unclaimed and unloved. He could have left to die all alone, but the shepherd called his name and he followed him home. Kind shepherd, feed him in pastures so green, let him drink cool water from the clear crystal stream. Let him roam through the fields where the soul is free. Kind shepherd, feed them in pastures so green. Long for the touch of a kind, tender hand. Then he met Jesus, and somehow he knew his soul had found peace, and his searching was through. Kind shepherd, feed him in pastures so green. Let him drink cool water from the clear crystal stream. Let him roam through the fields where the soul.
Jesus told us that he was the true shepherd, and the shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the love of God that brought Jesus into this world to be our shepherd, to be our Savior. And we're thankful that we have the privilege presenting him and his message on this broadcast today. Wherever our program is reaching, we pray the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to every heart, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
In this world I found no rest, sorrow filled my aching breast, till I turned to one who loved me best of all. I have left all the world to follow Jesus.
strength to do his will.
Our subject for today's broadcast, The Work of Christ. And I want to read from the book of Philippians, beginning with the second chapter and the 19th verse. But I trust that in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort, which I know of your, when I know of your estate, for I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are of Jesus Christ. But you know the proof of him that as a son with the Father, that he hath served with me in the gospel. Him, therefore, I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. But I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly. Yet I suppose it necessary to send you to you, Epaphroditus, my brother, and companion in labor, and fellowship in the gospel. But your messenger, and he that ministereth to my wants, for he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness, because that he had heard that he had been sick, and he was indeed sick, nigh unto death. But God had mercy on him, and not only him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I send him, therefore, the more carefully, that when you see him again, you may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him, therefore, in the Lord with all gladness and holy, hold for such in reputation, because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service unto me. Now our text will be this 30th verse, and it speaks about Epaphroditus and how that he had such a concern for the church there at Philippi. Because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service unto me. So again, our thoughts are centered on the thought of the work of Christ. Now, there are 3 points in the scriptures that I just read that I want to enlarge on in the broadcast today. Number one is Christ's work for us. And number two, his work in us. And number three, his work through us. First of all, Christ's work for us. The universality of sin is clear to all, for the scriptures declare all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3 and 23. There was no way that man could save himself. He could not redeem himself. As the Bible says, a leopard cannot change his spot. And so a sinner cannot of himself cleanse himself. It took more than that. It took the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So there was no way that man could save or redeem himself. Once we were sold ourselves to sin, we became a servant of sin. And joining a church does not change or free our heart from a life of sin. Again, it takes more than that. We are in the prison house of sin when we are serving Satan. But Jesus came to open the prison and to let the captives go free, so we are told. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So we read in Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. Christ is the only Savior this world has. Let me repeat that. Christ is the only Savior this world has. No, there is no other Savior. There's no other person who suffered and bled and died to save us from our sins except the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So Peter said in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. So Paul wrote to Timothy, 1 Timothy 2, 5, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be the sons of God. So we read in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1. So Christ gave himself to redeem us. He did that for us. Now the second point, Christ's work in us. He took us off that broad road and put us on the narrow way that leads to life eternal. And he took us out of the horrible pit and from the miry clay and set our feet upon a rock and established our goings. And he took us off of that broad way called the way of sin or the way of evil, and he put us on that holy way according to Isaiah 35. There is a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but the redeemed shall walk there. And Jesus Christ does that work in us. He takes out that heart of stone and gives us a heart of flesh. He takes our sins from us as far as the east is from the west, to remember them against us forever no more. And so Jesus Christ does a marvelous work in us. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. So we read in Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 26. Now he brought me up out of the horrible pit, I say, and from the miry clay, and he didn't drop us back down in it. He put our feet upon a rock and established our going, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. So we read in Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. As far as the east is from the west, so has he removed our transgressions from us. So we read in Psalm 103 and verse 12. Now he resurrected us from death to life. Yes, sin brings death, and we were dead in trespasses and in sins. But you has he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Even when we were dead in sins, he hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. So we read in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 and also verse 5. Now he justified us by regeneration. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we read in Romans 5 and 1. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration, or in other words, by being born again, by renewing of the Holy Spirit. So we read in Titus chapter 2 and verse 5. Being filled with the Holy Spirit, being sanctified, after we have been regenerated, after we have been born again, then the Holy Spirit comes in and sanctifies and cleanses out that Adamic nature and gives us the divine nature. Jesus told the disciples, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, which shall abide with you forever. And he was talking about the Holy Spirit. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. So we read in John chapter 14, verse 16, and also verse 26. Now the third point that I want to speak on today is Christ's work through us. He first works in us, and then he works through us, and we want to do his bidding and will. Unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, He saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. So we read in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. But now has God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it has pleased him. 1 Corinthians 12 and 18. God saves us. He writes our name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and he places us in the body of Christ where he wants us to be. Now, therefore, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit the entire body. Now, the Lord does not give spiritual gifts to members of the body of Christ for their own personal good, but for the good of the body of Christ. Let me read that again. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit the entire body. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4, 5, 6, and 7. Now, Paul lists a number of spiritual gifts, and then he says, all these work that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether it be Jew or Gentile, whether it be bond or free, and have been made to drink into one Spirit. So we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 13, 14, and 15. Now Christ made some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. There are two faiths taught in this fourth chapter of Ephesians. First of all, the unity of the Spirit, and then there is the unity of the faith. So there are two faiths or two unities mentioned here in this fourth chapter of Ephesians. And we are to strive to keep the unity of the Spirit until the work of the Lord is able to bring us into the unity of the faith, which means unity of doctrine, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and worketh in this measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. The work of Christ is the most important work on the face of this earth, and the Lord has a work for every member of the body of Christ. Yes, God has a place for everyone to fill. Now, you may not feel like you're called a priest. Well, that's fine. And you may not be a teacher, but you do have a place in the body of Christ. Remember, God places the members in the body as it pleases him. And if every member will work wherein where the Lord has placed them, we will have unity and cooperation and progress in the work of the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing the truth with this precious congregation today. We trust the Holy Spirit has been able to use it to make it a blessing to hearts. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It would be an encouragement to us if you would write and let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. And our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You may read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage, or you may listen to a previous broadcast if you missed any or would desire to hear one over. We have an archive of both the paper and the broadcast. www.wayoftruth.org. We also invite you to be with us in our services. Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our Sunday evening service at 6. Our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. And we would be happy to have you as a part of our congregation. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to tune in this station next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the Lord's blessings rest and abide upon each and every one of you is our sincere prayer.
A song.